Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
One of my main goals in life has been to raise my kids so they wouldn't turn out to be quite the jackass that I am. Part of bringing up kids is giving them self-esteem, and both my wife and I wanted to impart a sense of self-worth and confidence to our children that would carry on throughout their lifetimes. We read to them at an early age, helped them through sports and homework, and advised them on how to converse and understand their fellow humans. These are tools we hope would guide them to be successful in their careers and socialize with a large circle of friends and family. But like an alcoholic telling his kids not to drink, imparting the virtue of self-worth is difficult when the advisor constantly questions his own. Looking back as a child of the 60s, I squandered many opportunities to embrace my abilities and pat myself on the back. I remember being asked by a school counselor whether I thought it was unique, and I remember thinking that I was not at all. I would struggle for years to accept that I had a place in the world, a world that admires confidence and scoffs at doubt. My children are both successful in different but amazing ways, having survived my parenting while flourishing under my wife's. There is a modesty and humility to both of them that made me recently come to this conclusion. Parents can raise winners who think they're losers, and that might be just as bad as the other way around. Confidence balanced with humility is a goal that's as difficult to reach as happiness, the ultimate destination we wish on our kids. I've come a long way to accepting who I am, something that's a struggle for some and a joyful journey for others. Allowing myself to be imperfect for my children and accepting who I am makes me a better parent and human being. Raising my opinion of myself and raising children who don't see a jackass gives them insight into their own inner critic. And that's the balance I'm talking about. With a perspective, I'm Les Block.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.